This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This Shabbos, we have a very unique opportunity. We're going to be reading a Haftarah that is not just a rare Haftarah, but the rarest Haftarah of all the Haftarahs of the year. We're going to read from Yecheskel Perek Chaf Beis, Vahi Dvar Hashem Elai Leimar V'Ata Ven Adam Hasishboid Hasishboid Esir Hadamim. And we have to understand why this is such a rare Haftarah. You know, the last time we read this Haftarah, my friend Reb Gedalia Schwartz sent me, was 27 years ago, 1997. And then before that, 1973. So it's been 27 years, and I know you miss it, but actually, Rabbi David Haber, in his The Intriguing World of Jewish Time, writes that in the 17th century, we went 44 years from 1628 until 1672 without reading this Haftarah. So why is it such a rare Haftarah? And what message can we take from why we're reading this Haftarah specifically now? There's a general rule when a parsha is doubled, when you have a double parsha, Vayakel Pekudei, Tazria Metzora, Achrim Mais Kedoshim, Bahar B'chukaisai, Matos Masei, Nitzavim Vayilech. The Rama says the rule is, we always read the Haftarah of the second parsha. The Rama in Siman Tav Chav Ches says, Ukishakoyrin Shtei Parshios, when you read two Parshios, Maftirin Ba'achroina. He quotes the Mordechai in Masech de Megillah. The Mordechai in Masech de Megillah is found in Sim Ois Tuf Tuf Lamed Aleph, that we always read the second Haftarah. However, says Rama, there's one exception. The exception is Malvad Ba'achri Mois Ukadoshim. The Haftarah of Achri Mois for Nosach Ashkenaz is Haloi Kibnei Chushim Atem Li, which is the Haftarah of Achri Mois in a regular year. And the Haftarah of Kedoshim is Hasishboit Hasishboit. But when Achri Mois Kedoshim are together, we don't read the Haftarah of Kedoshim, rather we read the Haftarah of Achri Mois, Haloi Kivnei Kushiyam Atamli. Why is that? Why is this the exception to the rule? If we always read the Haftarah of the second Parsha, why by Achri Mois Kedoshim do we read the Haftarah of Achri Mois? And the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Haftarah of Kedoshim is a very difficult Haftarah to swallow. It speaks about the Toyavas Yerushalayim, the abominable deeds and actions and happenings of Yerushalayim. And we're very hesitant to read about that. It should bother us to read about that. In fact, I want to share with you the Gemara in Masechta Megillah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis brings a brisa that the Haftarah of Hoida es Yerushalayim es Toyavoseha, make known to Yerushalayim her abominations, we read it and we translate it, we're matargim it. So the Gemara says, it's Pashat, of course, why wouldn't we? Says Gemara, to exclude the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, because actually Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah holds, we don't read Bechlal, the Haftarah of Hoida es Yerushalayim. But this Raisa says it is read and it's matargim. In fact, the Gemara quotes a story, and it explains the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, because there was a story that somebody read the Haftarah of Hoida Yerushalayim es Toya Vaisa before Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer said, instead of uncovering the abomination of Yerushalayim, go check the abomination of your mother. And they checked after him and they found that his lineage was tainted. So in fact, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that we never read the Haftarah of Hoida es Yerushalayim es Toya Vaseha. Now, Hasishboid is a little bit different. It's six prakim later. Hoida es Yerushalayim es Toya Vaseha is Perek Tes Zayin, and the Haftarah of Hasishboid is Perek Chav Beis. But nevertheless, we see a rule that we are very hesitant to read about the abominations of Yerushalayim. Therefore, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer, but nevertheless, the rule is, if we could ever avoid reading Hasishbayt, namely when Achrimos Kedoshim are together, even though we always read the Haftarah of the second Parsha, we're going to read the Haftarah of Achrimos, Haloi Kivnei Kushiyam, how much Hashem loves us, as opposed to the abominations of Yerushalayim. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger has a chiddush quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Chav Ches and Sivkatan Chavav, that if Parshas Achrimos was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and we read Achrimos Machar Chodesh, says Rabbi Kiveger, well then we'll read Haloi Kimnei Kushiyam Atemli for Kedoshim, because whatever we could do to avoid reading Hasishbayt, we're going to do so. Now interestingly, the Levush argues on the Ramah, and the Levush says that the double Parsha of Achrimos Kedoshim is not an exception to the rule, and even by Achrimos Kedoshim, when they're together, we're going to read Hasishbayt, but the Bach and other Achronim, they write, the Minog has already been Nispashet like the Shita of the Rama. Now, the Minog of the Chazon Ish was to follow the Rama. It's interesting, Rabbi Chil Michal Tikhachinsky in his Luach Eretz Yisrael, in his Sefer Eretz Yisrael, he writes that something very interesting. He says, for Parshas Achrimos, you read Hasishbayt. For Kedoshim, you read Haloi Kivnei Kushiyam. Now, according to that, when they're together, it's not an exception to the rule, because you're always going to read the Haftorah of Kedoshim, which is, according to Rabbi Chil Michal Tikhachinsky, Haloi Kivnei Kushiyam. This year, in Yerushalayim, they followed the minog of Rabbi Chil Michal Tikhachinsky. So in Yerushalayim, they follow the minog of Rabbi Chil Michal, but the Chazon Ish did not, and in Chutz Aretz, we do not. There, in the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare, he brings amazingly, the minog Yerushalayim is to read Haloi Kivnei Kushiyam Atemli for Achrimos, and then to read it again for Kedoshim. That's how far we go to avoid reading the Haftorah of Hasishbayt. In fact, in the Sefer Luach Davar Be'itai, he brings that sapsak of Rabbi Shmuel Salant to read Haloi Kivnei Kushiyam Atemli twice, and it's brought in the name of Rabbi Shraya Devlitsky that is the minhag of many places, even though we're reading the same Haftorah twice in a row, although in the Luach Eretz Yisrael from the year Tuf Reish Ayin Tes, that's 1919, it did not say to do this. Be it as it may, minog here in America is, and this was the minog of the Chazon Ish, that when the two parshiyos are together, we follow the Rama, and we read Haloi Kimnei Kushiyam Atemli from Achrimos, and when they're separate, for Achrimos we read Haloi Kimnei Kushiyam Atemli, and for Kedoshim we read Hasishbayt, and that's what we're going to read this parsha. And it's very rare that we do so. We, as mentioned, haven't done so in 27 years, and it's going to be a while until we do it again. So let's try to explain what's the hesitancy by reading this Haftorah, and what's the Hashgacha that we're reading it this year? You know, Rabbi Lezer, when he heard somebody reading about the abominations of Yerushalayim, he says, how could you talk that way about Yerushalayim? Go uncover the dirt on your own mother. Is that really what he wanted him to do? What was the message that Rabbi Lezer was sending? Rabbi Lezer was conveying a very important point. The same way nobody would ever speak about the impropriety or anything, any deficiency of their own mother, someone has to have the feeling toward Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is our life, is Beis Chayenu, it's like our mother. We can't dare utter anything derogatory about Yerushalayim, and if somebody would, then they might as well do it about their own mother. That's the sensitivity we have to have toward Yerushalayim. That's why we avoid reading this Haftorah at any cost. But that should make us think, what is the message if the Hashgacha is that we have no choice but for the first time in 27 years to read this Haftorah and to be forced to speak about the abominations of Yerushalayim? Does that perhaps mean that we have coarsened our sensitivity toward Yerushalayim? That we don't have the proper sensitivity? That we don't have any hesitancy pointing out the flaws of Yerushalayim, or perhaps we've lost that feeling of connection to Yerushalayim. So it's a very stark and sharp reminder that this is something we really shouldn't ever have to do. And we're in a situation today where the land of Eretz Yisrael is Bitzara and Yerushalayim is Bitzara, and we should take this week's Haftorah as a personal reminder to make our feelings toward Yerushalayim more acute, and we should be more sensitive toward it, and that this way we never have to read ever again the Toyevos of Yerushalayim. We should never have to bring ourselves to be in such a matzav. But because of the situation that we're in this year, in a way, it's what could we expect then this year to be the year to have to read this Haftorah. But Be'ezus Hashem, when we make the bracha at the end of the Haftorah, Rachim al Tzion ki hi beis chayenu, we should think that Yerushalayim today is aluvas nefesh. It's an afflicted soul because her children are not there. And we should be zoicha to the great bracha of Mesameach Tzion Bevaneha, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.